Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. You dial right smack dab on top of talking metal. Crank that bitch up. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to Talking Metal's coverage of the Rock Carnival. It was a big festival that happened here in New Jersey, September 30th through October 2nd. Today we're going to hear from Jesse from Jackal, so stay tuned for that. We interviewed him on his tour bus. So what happened was I went down on Friday night, as I mentioned in the previous episode. It rained really hard. A lot of the bands got canceled. We did get to see Alice Cooper, Clutch, and Blue Oyster Cult. And when I say we, it was my friend Mitch LaFon. His friend Nick came down to them. Nick's, I guess I'd call him a friend of mine too. So my two friends, Nick and Mitch, came down from Montreal. And we got soaking wet. Yeah, I mean, we also got some okay interviews, as you heard on the last two episodes. And then I drove all the way back home. It was about an hour and 20-minute drive home after the Alice Cooper set. And the next morning, I got up and drove back down to the Rock Carnival. My wife took our kids over to their grandma's house, and she joined me a little bit later in the day. We stayed at a hotel down near the Rock Carnival in Lakewood, New Jersey. That night, Saturday night, after Twisted Sister finished their set. And what happened was we had two cars down there. So I went and got the kids, and I let my wife stay solo on Sunday. And she continued the Talking Metal interviews for us on Sunday. So I believe she'll probably be joining me on the next episode to fill us in on all her coverage. But let's today get into an interview I did on Saturday with Jesse James Dupree of the band Jackal. They have a great new record out, which Jesse is going to tell you about. I've tweeted about the record even before I realized I was interviewing Jackal. It's really good. Definitely check it out. And we'll have links to it up in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. Again, this interview took place at the Rock Carnival on Jackal's tour bus. It is with Jesse James Dupree, but on the bus at the same time was Jeff from Jackal hanging out. We did some shots, and Mitch, I threw my iPhone to Mitch, and he shot the whole thing with my iPhone, so maybe I'll post that video at some point on the Talking Metal YouTube page. So here we go. Brand new, well, not brand new, but rather new, Jackal. This song, I think, is awesome. It's I think the third or fourth song on the new Jackal record. It's called Ahead of My Time. Buy it on iTunes. After we hear this new Jackal song, we will hear from Jesse James Dupree. This interview was recorded on October 1st, 2016 in Lakewood, New Jersey. Here we go. Well, I found myself standing upside down. Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are here with Jesse, who has a brand new record out with Jackal, Rowico. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to sit here and argue with you how to pronounce Rowico. So.
Yeah, I was saying Rowico, but you're saying Rowico.
Well, I'm just from the South. It's just like you say tomato and I say mater, right?
Right.
Mater, tater, all that stuff.
Right on. Well, it's a great record, and you guys have been pretty consistent with new records these past few years. What creatively influences you to keep coming out with new music?
You know what? I wake up every single day. I wake up every single day in a panic that I have an anxiety because I think that this has all been a dream, and that I've actually got to go pour concrete for a living. And when that finally subsides and I realize it hadn't been a dream, you know, and it's all really happened, you know, I jump up and take as big a bite out of life's ass as I can. And I've been very, very blessed to have a recording studio, you know, on my property I got a partner named Jeff Tomei that he did Smashing Pumpkins Siamese Dreams record. He did Matchbox 20's first couple of records. He's worked everybody from Isaac Hayes to Corrosion of Conformity, and he's my partner in the studio. And so when I've got an asset like Jeff Tomei, and then recently I brought the Neve console out of Chungking Studios up here in New York, and so everybody from the Beastie Boys recorded their first album on this thing, from to Santana to Beyonce to Ted Nugent to Run DMC. I mean, there's been a lot of great records recorded on this incredible Neve console, and I've got it in the studio now, and it's just, I mean, it's hard not to want to just live in there, because it's truly a dream come true. I mean, you know, when I was a 15-year-old kid drawing stage setups on my notebooks in high school, if you'd have, you know, fast-forwarded me to be able to, you know, go into a studio and hit the lights and have all the bells and whistles and toys that we got, you know, and it's just trying to take advantage of, you know, not being irresponsible with the blessings that I've had, you know. And so it's generated, you know, a couple of new albums in the last, 5 years or so.
Right on. And do you produce it yourself, being it's your studio, or do you work with an outside producer?
Primarily it's, you know, Jeff Tomei and myself, and we've worked some with Jude Cole, you know. Jude's, you know, an amazing producer, songwriter and stuff, there's a single that we had off the last album that was Favorite Sin was produced by Jude.
Oh, okay.
But we've been very fun. We've worked with Kevin Shirley over the years, and we gave Brennan O'Brien his first gold record for producing.
Wow.
You know, before he went on to do Stone Temple Pilots and Aerosmith and all that stuff, so in AC/DC. And so, I mean, we've worked with a lot of great people. We've learned from the best, I'll put it that way.
And Jackal, of course, is playing here at the Rock Carnival in New Jersey. We got rained out about half the bands yesterday, so we're hoping the weather stays nice for you guys today. Although it's not really nice, I'd say. We're hoping it doesn't rain and wind like yesterday.
It could be worse, I guess, looking outside. But, you know, the show's going on, and we're going to jam. We can't jam any harder than we're going to jam. I mean, if it's raining, if it's sunshine, and if it's in a 1,000-seat venue or a 20,000-seat stadium or whatever, I mean, we're going to do what we do regardless.
Right on. And you're a guy who always has so much stuff going on. Let's hit some of the other things outside of Jackal. What is the current status of Full Throttle Saloon TV show?
Well, the Full Throttle Saloon, as you know, burnt down a year ago September, you know. And it was $10 million worth of ashes and a lot of hurt feelings because we didn't have any insurance or, you know, for fire insurance, because there was no running water on the property. There was no local fire department. I mean, it was just no insurance would even look at us.
We're terrible.
Out in the middle of the Black Hills of South Dakota, but we licked our wounds, and then we moved down the road about 5 miles, and we bought 600 acres.
Wow.
And so we now have 600 acres. We have a grocery store, an Olympic size swimming pool, we got RV hookups. It's called the Pappy Hoyle Campground, PappyHoyel Campground. And you can go to pappyhoylecampground.com and check out all that stuff. But, you know, but we moved down there and opened up the new Full Throttle Saloon, and you're just going to start, you know, and start creating the magic there now. And, but so that's going. And as far as the TV show goes, we couldn't, to answer your question about that, we couldn't commit to doing the TV show because the bar had burnt down.
Right.
But 6 seasons of a reality show, that's a lot. 6 seasons is a lot.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed this past year when I didn't have cameras on my ass the whole time, yeah. And although I executive produced that show as well, so, you know, part of me did miss doing it, you know, just because, you know, I was accustomed to putting it all together, and it's fun to produce the TV shows, but 6 years for that. And so Michael and I framed up another conceit that we're working on, and hopefully maybe shoot a pilot for that coming up in the next couple of months.
Nice. And when you're producing these TV shows, are you sitting in the edit room and frame fucking the editor and all that type of stuff?
I do. I'm executive. I created an executive producer. You know, I did Two-A-Days on MTV. I don't know if you saw that show or not. The series about the fanatical high school football program in Hoover, Alabama.
I heard about
the Hoover
it,
Bucks. Yeah. But I executive produced that show and did a couple of seasons with MTV with that. And I've produced a couple of pay-per-views and you know, just various things over the years. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be able to, you know, to get away with doing a lot of stuff that I never thought I'd be doing. But you know, when I'm executive producing these shows, I'm everything from how we're going to shoot it, when we're going to shoot it, where we're going to shoot it, what's going to get shot out of that, and then we go into the edit, and I oversee it from soup to nuts.
Wow.
With all the way down to deliver. I argue with the network about, you know, what they're wrong about whenever they're wanting to cut stuff out.
Yeah,
because
you
know, always like with True TV on the original Full Throttle series, I used to have to argue with the network all the time because they always wanted to cut the part out about, because every year we'd do a salute to the troops,
right?
And I just wasn't going to have it, you know. So, but it was a constant battle because they just didn't want to go there, and they didn't realize how important that is to everybody out to, you know, to take a minute and appreciate our men and women in uniform. But you know, so I mean, I fight for for everything you can imagine for them not to kill my babies.
Right on. Right on. You mentioned Run DMC just briefly earlier, and I recently interviewed Daryl McDaniels, and he spoke real highly of you. What's your relationship? How well do you know Daryl?
I love Daryl today. I mean, Daryl is a brother, man. He's seriously the real deal, and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but just as humble as he can be. And, you know, he was my son came, you know, I have that recording studio at my house, and my son came into my office one day. He goes, "Hey, guess who's in the studio?" And I said, "Who?" And he goes, "Daryl Mack, DMC. And I went, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I forgot that Jeff Tomei had him up there in a session.
Oh, wow.
And I think they were working with Colt Ford or something. And I went, "Oh, okay." So he goes, "Daryl, he wants you to come in and say, hey." You know, and so I went in and introduced myself. And I played him some tracks that Jackal was working on. And one of them was Just Like a Negro. And he goes, "You got to give me, you know, 16 bars on that."
Right.
And so we carved out 16 bars for him. And he laid down his part. And then he said, "Let me know if y'all go out on tour. We'll do it together." And he came and spent a couple of months on the road with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just touring and just a great guy.
Cool. And you mentioned your son. He does music, too. Can you tell us a little bit about his band and what he's up to musically?
Yeah, Nigel's been playing with a band called Wayland, W-A-Y-L-A-N-D, and they're out touring around, and I've been managing those guys as well. And,
oh, cool.
And just on the verge of getting ready to put their first album out in early 2017. But you can check them out, Wayland. And they're out of Wayland, Michigan, but just a great band. But Nigel's been playing with those guys and having a blast.
Brian Johnson is no longer with AC/DC, we know that, and there's been some rumors that you may have done a jam session with AC/DC. Can you confirm that? I don't know if it's something you can talk about. True, false, can't talk about it?
No, I didn't. I mean, when it all went down, my phone was ringing off the hook with, you know, everybody, you know, speculating what was happening with the band, or, you know, wanting to know what I knew or what I was going to do or whatever. And it's an honor for people to even think about something like that, but in my opinion, nobody fills Brian Johnson's shoes while Brian Johnson's still filling them, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, my hope, and you know, I was with them the last night he performed with them.
Wow.
And I knew how, you know, what kind of bad shape he was in, as far, you know, because it wasn't just his hearing, you know. I think it was messing with his equilibrium as well. I mean, I don't think he's ever really talked about it, but I could kind of tell he just seemed a little off balance, you know, as far as, and he's not a quitter. I mean, Brian is not a quitter. I mean, he'll fight to the death with anything. So if he throws his hand up and says, "Hey guys, I need a minute to deal with something," it's for real.
Yeah.
And you better believe that, because he's not a quitter. And you know, I've got my own opinions, like everybody does, about maybe how I wish it had been handled, you know. But at the end of the day, nobody knows what all was going on. I mean, on Angus's side of things, I mean, he'd lost his brother from the band, you know, recently, and had, you know, just had a lot of pressure on him, you know, from a couple of different things. So, I mean, you just can't say, I stay out of it. You know, I just, it's like a marriage. If you stick your hand in the middle of a couple fighting, once they get back together and they're back doing the dirty and bumping uglies and all that stuff, you're out. So I just kind of stay out of that mix. So, that way I can still be friends with all of them. But Brian is my brother and an inspiration. And again, he's everything in the lead singer of AC/DC you'd want him to be. Just a great guy.
Very good. Thanks so much, Jesse. You have a great set, and we encourage all the Talking Metal listeners to check out the new Jackal record. We'll have it linked through today's show notes on TalkingMetal.com. Thanks.
Thank you, my brother. When will it rain? I feel the heat burning through my shoes. Soft shoulders getting harder. It rains.
Some classic Jackal right there. When Will It Rain? Jackal put on a great show. Jeff Worley, I believe is how he pronounces his name. Just such a character on stage, guitar player of Jackal, so good. He's got a new book out, by the way. It's called No Filter. He gave me a copy of it. I plan to read it. After I read it, maybe Jeff will join us on the podcast to discuss it. And big thanks to Jesse James Dupree for chatting with us on the Jackal Tour Bus at the Rock Carnival in Lakewood, New Jersey. That's going to do it for this episode of Talking Metal. Please call that hotline number. Leave us some feedback, if you will. The hotline is listed in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. The number is 973-757-1917. It's a New Jersey number, guys. 973-757-1917. Leave me a song request and I'll play it on an upcoming episode. Leave me a comment on how you think the show's going. We had John Astronomy back on a couple episodes ago for the Vivian Campbell interview. Of course, he didn't do the interview, but he joined me. It was kind of old school talking metal back in a bar in New York City. Do you like that? Do you miss that? Or do you prefer more of the serious episodes where we just kind of talk business and talk metal with rockers and do interviews and stuff? Let me know what you like. Do you like the music episodes? I did a few music episodes a number of weeks back. Got some great feedback on those. Just let me know that you're listening. Is there anybody out there listening? Hello, hello, hello. If you hear me, call the hotline. 973-757-1917. Thanks, guys. The Rock Carnival coverage continues on the very next episode. Oh, yeah, and one last thing. Go to talkingmetal.com to check out pictures of Jesse and Jeff from Jackal and myself on their tour bus. Also, I'll have some live shots up from their performance, all right? So check those out at talkingmetal.com. Thanks, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.